Blog Talk Radio.
Crazy, outgoing, amazing listeners that you are. This is Inside the Movies and More. We are actually doing a special edition called Rip It Monday. And yeah, guys, we do apologize. We had a little bit of delays over this weekend. It's been a crazy week inside Bism Studios. We are bringing some amazing projects here. And January 24th, we will be on set on our latest film project called Silent Words. So you definitely don't want to miss that. Go to VismStudios.com, like us on Facebook, and also go to VismStudios.com and listen and see all the part of Vism Radio Network and all the exciting shows that we are part of the network here, as well as my co-host, partner in crime, the man of the hour, Mr. Don. Are you on the line with me, buddy?
I am, Scotty. How you doing, my friend?
Man, I am doing fantastic here. Now, for all those lovely listeners out here, Don, you have a show, don't you, my buddy? Don't you got a show on Saturdays at 6 p.m.?
We do a little show. We do a show about books. It's especially designed for readers and writers. It's the we call it the Bibliocast, and it's kind of the official podcast for a book blog that we have going on, bibliocircus.com, but also with now in addition to the book show, you know, we also just want to mention, you know, you mentioned briefly that we have some other shows. I mean, pretty much anything that you're into, we cover it, and we do it with class. We have some great people in the network, and so in addition to, yeah, they can go catch my book show on Saturdays at 6, and then Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, things are getting crazy with the NFL and with boxing and with everything else, and there's a great sports show that we've got going on, 2 Men in a Sports Show. And that, if I'm correct, Scott, that's Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 6 p.m.
Yep, that's correct.
And then there's also, we're kind of a... We kind of pushed the envelope. That was not enough for us, especially because our home base, or the Vism Studios home base, is out of the state of Florida. So we also have a Spanish speaking sports show. And Scott, what are the show times on the Spanish speaking sports show?
The show times are, well, the show is called Diocho de Portas. You can catch that on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays at 6:30 p.m. And, you know, we actually wanted to go even further, Don. And like Don said, we have shows from all different topics. And on Tuesdays is one of our newer shows on the block here. And my goodness, I have so much fun listening to that show. It's Charlie Crimebuster. And Mr. Charlie Crimebuster himself is the host. I won't reveal the man behind the name of Charlie, but he is bringing crime prevention tips, and he has so many different people call in, and he's got guys spread out around in all different types of locations, as well as topics they can bring to you, how to keep you safe from crooks, not just dealing with your home, but while you're out about in the public life, from keeping your credit card safe, your identity safe, and they just bring so much information, Charlie does, on Charlie Crimebusters. And you can check him out on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. before Diocho de Portas at 6:30. And also on Mondays, after just before 2 Men in the Sports Show, we have Enlighten, a supernatural wellness, spiritual wellness show on that as well on Saturdays before Bibliocast. They're also on there as well. So we got a lot of shows.
It's a lot of information to go giving people out there, our listeners. But there's a nice little portal they can go to, and they can find it all. They can go to vismstudios.com, and they can click on Our Projects. And all of those shows, you can listen to them live at the times that we talked about, but you could also listen to them archived on the Stitcher app. I guess we can be found on iTunes. You could also find us on Blog Talk Radio, where you may have found us tonight. But all of those shows, a great kind of a helipad that we have there where you can go take off from is at vismstudios.com, Our Projects, which is also a good place to find out about some like you mentioned earlier, Scott, there's some really great things coming up with Vism Studios for the new year for 2015. So they can join in and listen to our radio network. And the shows that we, like we mentioned before, we cover so many different topics, but at the same time, they can also join in on some of the really exciting new film projects and radio projects and everything else we have going on. So that's a good jumping off point, vismstudios.com.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can find everything from Vism Studios on that site or all our social media pages as well, and definitely want to like us on Facebook and follow us, Vism on Twitter, because we're also on our Facebook page. You can also be like, I'm on Facebook right now. How can I find you guys? You can facebook.com/TheVismStudios, or like Don said, the helipad, the portal. Right? So we have quick little hyperlinks right on our Vism Studios page. We also post updated videos on there, what's going on with Vism. We also put links on there to our shows. And you can actually, the cool thing with our system here is because we got some Facebook lovers out there, they love their Facebook. If you're a fan on one of those pages there, you can actually listen. You don't even have to come over to Blog Talk. You can actually go ahead and listen to it right there live on the Facebook page.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Nice. There's a lot of things. And you can also listen to the archives as well.
Right on.
Yeah, there's so many cool things happening with Vism. It's 2015, and because it's 2015, we're around that season again, Don. It's Oscar buzz going on, and there's been a lot of interesting that are shedding some light here. But one, for instance, right now is it's nominated for 6 Oscars. It's an amazing story about a sniper in the military. And his name is Chris Taylor. His last name, don't quote me on it right now.
It's Chris Kyle. Chris Kyle, I think. Chris Kyle. K-Y-L-E.
Chris Kyle. See, thank you, Don. See,
I might be wrong on that. That's just what I think. That's what I remember reading. I think that's it.
Someone Google it. Okay, Google it. But anyways, Bradley Cooper is playing the main character. He's one of the executive producers, and Clint Eastwood directed it. And it really is a heart-moving piece. I've heard a lot of reviews on it. But on the flip side of that, you got some people that are just in Hollywood that are just plain. Listen, you can have an opinion, because, look, these shows are all opinions as well. But come on. People die and risk their lives every day for our freedom to make movies in America, and I'm not going to go on a rant here so quickly, but there's some people in Hollywood that put their mouth on this project, and I think not because they're putting their mouth on it because they say certain things, but I think they're envious of the success of it because their movie bombed so bad in the box office.
I think I might know where you're going with this.
So, don't go poo-poo on someone else's parade because your movie stinked. So
because your movie got pretty much cinematically abortioned instead of being released so let's just come out and say it, Scott. So apparently what happened was when this was released, there were there's two different people that spoke out about the film and said some kind of I don't know, controversial things. And one of those people was Seth Rogen, who said that what he said essentially was he said that, I mean, I guess you could drill it down to, he said that it reminded him of Nazi propaganda movies. And what he actually said, and this was on Twitter, what he actually said was that seeing the show reminded him of a propaganda film that was shown in the Tarantino film Inglourious Basterds. Now, he got a lot of blowback when he said that, and kind of backtracked. You know, he obviously kind of spoke before he thought. So he kind of backtracked and apologized. But another guy that also said that also spoke up and said some controversial things about it was Michael Moore. And you know, Michael Moore said that basically what he said was snipers are cowards. And he recounted the fact that his uncle was killed by a sniper in World War II, and his father taught him, you know, his father, obviously the brother of the soldier that got killed by a sniper, taught him that snipers were cowards. Well, look, snipers are out there. snipers are not making the calls. They're being directed by whoever the leader of their platoon or their group is. So, you know, that's I saw some of the blowback on Twitter regarding Michael Moore, and my favorite one, and it's Rip It Monday, right? I can say this. It's Rip It Monday. Normally I wouldn't.
We gotta keep it PG for the kids.
Well, I know that, but there was somebody that responded to Michael Moore's Twitter account, and he said, "Hey, MM, let's hurry up on that heart attack."
Oh,
pretty hardcore. That's pretty hardcore. But I could kind of see. I mean, that was kind of a faceless thing to say. I mean, what has Michael Moore done for his country? You know, so
said, "Hey, I hate America."
Yeah, it's basically what he does. Yeah, yeah.
It's
so,
you know,
I don't know. I haven't seen the film. I don't know. But,
I haven't seen the film. I haven't seen the film either. But at the same token, you know, it's a tragic what happened to him. You know and at the same token, I've heard mixed reviews. But I've heard for the critics, they're like, whatever. You know, but I've heard from people who have seen this, and it's amazing. And Bradley Cooper did an amazing job, and everything. It's an amazing film. So, you know, it is what it is, and. You know, Oscars this year is very unique. It's the first time ever, really, that sci-fi and superhero movies really have got a spotlight on them in Oscars, because the Oscars are very political. You know, it's not like the people like that are voting for this. It's people that are part of the Oscar union. And when part of the union is SAG and SAG, you know, AFTA. And I don't want to break you guys boring with all the breakdowns here, but it's pretty much people that are part of that facility. They get to screen these, and then they make their opinion. Well, that was okay, or yeah, it was great, or yeah. And then they tally it up, a handful of people, and they say, well, this is going to be the Oscar. This is going to be nominated for an Oscar. This person, blah blah blah. So it goes down that list. You'll find movies when you watch the Oscars. You'll probably see movies that you've never even seen before. From a place like it, from Lithuania, but it's got an Oscar nomination. Okay,
yeah.
So the Oscars, it is an amazing accomplishment, but it's also political, really down there.
Well,
And
Scotty, you and I have had this conversation offline about how political the Oscars can be, and you know, we won't begrudge put our listeners through all that, because that would be a 3-hour show. But you know, one of the things, though, and it is Ribbit Monday, so we can talk about that stuff. But I think that, I think there was maybe, I think it was like maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, we talked about how, this is the first time where you're really seeing some nice contenders that are superhero movies and that are. I'll give you an example. Here's a category that fans maybe not really, they may not be too much into, but when it comes down to it, is a big category, and that's the category of best visual effects, right?
Mm.
Okay, so there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 films that were nominated. The first one, Captain America Winter Soldier, for best visual effects.
Mm-hmm.
Guardians, best visual effects, which, my goodness, they do some visual effects. That was incredible. And then you have X-Men, Days of Future Past. And then I love these last two. This next one is your favorite movie of 2015, Interstellar, or 2014, Interstellar. And then your least favorite movie of 2014, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. I purposely mixed those last two around. But you love Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and I really did. Interstellar. But yeah, I mean, if you look at that, three out of the five, Captain America, Guardians, and X-Men, definite superhero movies. You could call Dawn of the Planet of the Apes kind of close to that same genre. Interstellar,
sci-fi.
I think they're just...
Yeah. You got science fiction, you got sci-fi, and you got superheroes right in, just clinched that one. It wasn't like, you know, back like in 2000, a couple of years ago in the Oscars, like in that category, it was like War Horse, Life of Pi.
Yeah.
You know, now it's like bam, 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 bam. And for those that go, well, what? Captain America wasn't that visually. It was. You got a fact.
Yeah.
See how we can. Don and I can go and bore you guys, I guess, for 3 hours, breaking it down to you guys. Wow, how much what you saw on the screen was a green screen. How much it was not. You know, for a lot of you people out there, Guardians of the Galaxy, majority of that, yes, they were on set, but majority of that was green screen. So, just to see the stunningness of that. But at the same token, do you know who's really, really been in the movies lately? And he's been like just been nonstop. Has been Bradley Cooper. This guy.
Well, you know this with this year, he gets he's got a Best Actor nod, and then also, you know, American Sniper is also up for Best Picture. So he is one of the main producers, not just executive producers, but one of the main producers of the show. By the way, American Sniper nominated for Best Picture, Best Actor for Bradley Cooper. Best Film Editing, Best Sound Editing, and Best Sound Mixing. They have a total of, that's 5 nominations. There's two other films out there that have 9 nominations. So those are the only two films that that have more nominations than American Sniper.
Wow. Do you know who needs an Oscar?
Who's that?
There's one actor, he needs an Oscar.
Horace Leachman.
I
don't even know who that is. I'm sorry. But, yeah, who's the actor?
Neither do I, but for all those that just watched that, it was believable. You probably were Googling it right now. Who the hell is that?
Forrest Lee.
Confidence.
Yeah.
God, you know, we could have said Sebastian Rutherford, and you'd be like, who?
Right.
Who? Anyways, but Andy Serkis. Serkis.
Mm. Yeah.
That man has needed an Oscar, should have had an Oscar, at least 3 or 4 of them already. But they don't consider him actor of a Bradley Cooper persona because he's motion caption.
Right.
And
I think
that's a bunch of bogus, because what he's done with Caesar, no one else has done. Let's just name a little things. King Kong, Caesar, Gollum. The list goes on of what this man did. Hulk. Now he did some things with Hulk in the new Ultron.
Was he involved in Godzilla? Did he have anything to do with Godzilla from this past year?
I think he did.
Because Godzilla had some nice technical nominations coming up, I think, as well.
Yeah, you know that's what's his face? I'm forgetting the director's name off the bat because it's late at night. Andrew Garrett.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
He's a new director on the scene here, and that's like his first feature, major, huge feature debut. He did an indie film called Monsters, but right after that, forget it, they're like, oh, we want you for Godzilla. And, you know, a lot of people bash Godzilla. You know, Godzilla's fat, you know. But it wasn't. It was actually a lot better than the 1998 or 1994 one.
Oh, yeah, that thing was horrible.
You know, and actually Godzilla was back, and it was really good. You know, I'm excited for the sequel. I'm excited to see what they go with it. I think they should, Godzilla should have toned a little bit off the heavier side. But what can you say? He's 2,000 years old. And he's eating fish. You know, he's going to gain a little gut. You know, give the guy a break. He's swimming. It's not like he's on a treadmill. My God. So, you know, he's got swimmer legs. Leave him alone. Anyways,
hey, let me. This is a complete treat, a complete surprise. You didn't know I was going to do this, but you know, it's 2015. It's the year of Back to the Future, right? So let's get on our hoverboards or hop in our DeLoreans and let's go back 10 years to the 2005 Oscars.
Oh,
all right. So
let's do it.
So Best Actor in 2005. Was won by Jamie Foxx for Ray. Remember the Ray Charles movie?
Fantastic. Okay. That was an amazing movie.
It was a very good movie and a great performance. Supporting actor was Morgan Freeman. Best supporting actor was Morgan Freeman for Million Dollar Baby. So Morgan Freeman for Million Dollar Baby was Best Supporting Actor. Best Actress was Hilary Swank. For Million Dollar Baby, that was her second. That was her second. Her second Oscar win.
Was it Meryl Streep?
No, believe it or not, Meryl Streep did not win it that year. Yeah, it was Hilary Swank for Million Dollar Baby. That was her second because Boys Don't Cry or whatever the name of her debut film was. And then Best Supporting Actress was Cate Blanchett. For Aviator, Best Director was Clint for Million Dollar Baby, and Best Film was Million Dollar Baby. So 10 years ago, the Clint Eastwood's film Million Dollar Baby just swept the Oscars, and then here they are with 10 years later, Clint's back with American Sniper, and he's nominated for 5 of them. So I don't know, maybe it's like a his time to come back. He's done great, you know, between them. There was El Camino. He's done some great films in between the two. But,
Yeah. So he's what he's doing, right? He's looking at the audience, right? He's like, do you feel lucky?
Right.
Lucky punk.
You're feeling lucky. Vote for this movie. So that was interesting that 10 years ago, Clint's movie, Million Dollar Baby, pretty much swept the Oscars. So here he is back with American Sniper. And I don't know. I mean, you know, you've got these people like Michael Moore and Seth Rogen and these Hollywood types that are out there, you know, talking poo-poo about the film because they, you know, I don't know, because it's, again, because it comes down to politics. And that's not a conversation we'll get into on the show here, but it is. It's very political. So who knows? It'll be interesting to see what's going on. By the way, the two films there are two films that have more nominations than American Sniper. There's two films that have the two films that are leading the nominations are Birdman and Grand Budapest Hotel, each with 9 nominations.
Wes Anderson on Budapest.
You know, here's what I like about that. Did you see West Budapest?
I have not yet. It's on my list to check out.
It's a good flick. And here's the thing. You know, you either like Wes Anderson or you don't. I like the guy. I like him because I don't think he sets out to like make Oscar-winning films. He just likes his story. He likes his framing. It's very Wes Anderson. He's very brandish. You know what I mean? I mean, a lot of the Wes Anderson films that you see, they have that certain look. They have those certain filters to them and everything else. And I like the fact that if you look at this film, it wasn't released in Oscar season. It was released, this is like one of the only contenders that was released like way back in the earlier part of the year. Rhea Fiennes really should have got a nomination. He did an amazing performance. I like the film. So anything they win, I think it's cool. And I don't know, has he ever won a Best Director Oscar?
I think he West Anderson has won an Oscar. I think it's been years. But Michael Keaton, ladies and gentlemen, look
right.
at him. I mean, Birdman. It is truly that movie has an amazing all-star cast. I mean, it really does. It really, really does. And and Michael Keaton. He is, I'll say, Michael Keaton is one of my favorite actors. And
he's amazing.
Very talented. He's truly yeah. amazing. And he can really, like, he's that actor that can make you cry. He can make you laugh. He can make you feel, you can love him in a movie. You can laugh at him in a movie, or you can hate him as a villain.
You know, off the top of my head, I'm just thinking he was like our first modern Batman. He was Mr. Mom. He did an amazing dramatic performance in Clean and Sober. He was a real spooky guy in Pacific Heights. He was he popped up in some other things too. And I mean, just the think about Beetlejuice. I mean, the canon of work that guy has behind him. I think that it's really his Oscar to lose. I think they're going to give it to him. If nothing else, just because you've got to celebrate this guy's body of work, you know. And Oscars do that. You know, the Academy does that from time to time. It's not like maybe again because they're so political. Maybe it's not so much that this was the best performance of the year, but you've done so many great performances up to now that. And I can't say that against his performance because I haven't seen the film yet. But he did win the Golden Globe, and that's always kind of a good indication of the fact that the Academy is probably going to love him too. I think it's going to come down between him. Steve Carell was really good in Foxcatcher, but I really think that that when it comes down to it, I think it's Michael Keaton's trophy this year.
He needs it, man. You know, that's one thing here. You know, Bradley. I would love you, Bradley. You're awesome. You're a good guy. But you've won Oscars, man. You've won Oscars.
Yeah.
And it's time for Keaton. It's time for Keaton to have that on his mantle because he really deserves it. You know, there's actors out there that they'll get awards, Golden Globes. They'll get People's Choice. They'll get the MTV Movie Award. Yeah, those are great. Awesome. Oscar just means something. It still has weight in this business. One thing I love what Seth MacFarlane said when he was hosting is he hosted right after when they had the whole the hardest film and all that stuff from the year before.
Yeah.
He said the Oscars are funny. One minute you're big, you're having so much work. The next minute you ain't doing nothing. You
yeah.
got your Oscar.
and absolutely, and you look at Bradley Cooper. I mean, he really, as a headlining performer, has really not been in the game all that long. I mean, I would less than a decade. I think his first kind of when he really first came on the scene, mainstream was I think in Wedding Crashers, and then since then he's just man, that guy just I don't know if he's got a good publicist because he. He picks good movies, but man, he's in like four things. I actually, as a matter of fact, I went and this past week I sat down with one of my best friends, and they were showing me their wedding video. You know, they did this big wedding video from their wedding, and I'll be ding danged if Bradley Cooper wasn't in it. That guy's in everything. Guys and everything. He's got four Oscar nominations already, so he's got plenty of time to win that Best Actor. I think we let him sit back and let's give it to Michael Keaton.
Give it to Michael Keaton. He's going to win probably Best Executive Producer or Producer, whatever. So he's going to win He's going to win an Oscar. You know, give it to Keaton. Let Keaton enjoy it, man. And you know, the thing with Keaton is he enjoys of making movies, you know.
Yeah.
And like, I saw a movie people probably didn't really watch it called The Need for Speed movie. I enjoyed it. People like there's no plot. I knew there was no plot. I didn't go in there trying to analyze and break the flipping movie down. But what was impressive, I will tell you this. But what was impressive is the set location. They darn well got. Some of those scenes where you're like, oh, that's right from the video game. They're taken from Hot Pursuit right now. That's like, it was insane the detail on some of the shots right out of the video game. The detail, like, there's the trees and everything perfect. And he's in that, and he plays this high-octane, multi-billionaire guy that's doing these secret races. You know, even though he's not the star attraction, he's not star guy, but man, it just brings an element of energy to the set and to the characters, and that that is awesome. And we sort of went on to we're pushing for Keaton here, but yeah, man, out of all of it, you know, he's definitely on that list here. But you know, speaking of people that are just running up the ranks here. Look at this. Let's talk about Bradley Cooper. You know, we passed over time here a little bit, but we got a little bit after. We're now in recording mode here. So let's talk about Bradley Cooper, right? So Bradley Cooper, all of a sudden, they're like, hey, you know, hey, can you play a voice? So Bradley Cooper voice actors are a raccoon in Guardians of the Galaxy as a superhero, right? And people love him. Like, oh, everyone loves Rocket. All of a sudden, he comes in, he's like, he's going to play the sniper guy. You know, in this movie. The story of this amazing Chris Tyler. This amazing guy. All right? His range is all over the place. Then you want to backtrack a couple of years, and he plays his best buddies getting hungover in Vegas, freaking doing God knows what and whatever in the movie, to playing these different, he just got this range. I think, you know, it's interesting how Bradley Cooper can, you know, how he's so talented, he can do that. In the same way Keaton does the same thing. He can really bring those elements into the ranges. So yeah, it's exciting to see that talent.
I think one of the things that you want to look at there with Bradley Cooper is that here's this guy, I mean, he's smashingly good-looking guy, you know, and he could be playing that the whole Tom Cruise card or whatever. But he's done some. I mean, you think about, like, last year he was in American Hustle, the year before that, Silver Linings Playbook, which he was just amazing in. I mean, the guy does really good projects. One of my favorite films it's kind of an under the radar film, but The Place Beyond the Pines, where he plays a very big part in that film. You know, I mean, I've never seen something that I didn't like him in. I mean, even, you know, The Hangover 3 was a pretty crappy movie, but I still enjoyed watching Bradley Cooper in it. He's great. You know, so it's been kind of the, you know, you and I were saying it's been the year of Bradley Cooper. It's been kind of the 3 years of Bradley Cooper. He's great.
Absolutely.
But, you know, the thing that I would really, while I would have no problem with him winning that Best Actor trophy, at the same time, I think that any sort of appreciation that we can give to Michael Keaton, I think is going to help his career at a really cool point right now. And whether or not he wins the Oscar, it doesn't matter. This has become his Lost in Translation. Remember how when Bill Murray did Lost in Translation, it's like all of a sudden his career turned around, and Bill Murray wasn't just a clown. Bill Murray was an A-list, top-of-the-line actor. You know, and that was actually probably happened a little bit before that when he started doing some work with Wes Anderson. But I think now people are realizing that let's take Michael Keaton seriously, and for the next, you know, decade or two, let's let him do some stuff, man. Keaton's had
like a last couple of years as well. It's very interesting when you said for Bradley Cooper, I was rolling to my brain. I'm like, Keaton's been in some stuff, RoboCop.
Yeah.
Need for Speed, Birdman. God, there's more movies than that before that in the last couple of years. He's like his fingers in like everything. I can watch a Michael Keaton movie and know it's gonna be good.
Yeah.
The story, now the script can be crap. The cinematography can be crap. But Keaton's performance can polish that turd.
He's always gonna deliver. Absolutely.
He's always going to deliver. And, you know, you probably, guys are all listening to this, like, my God, you guys are just like Bradley Cooper, Keaton lovers. Well, it's just the Oscars, and this is what's going on right now. And, you know, we're like, well, what about the women Oscars? What about the women winning and all this? Look, we'll get on that, okay? The Oscars is a couple, you know, like 2-3 weeks away.
Well, let's talk about the women next week, because I've got a lot to say about that.
But, yeah, we'll talk about the women next week.
Yeah.
You know, I think Meryl Streep's up for an Oscar again.
She is for Into the Woods.
Oh my God!
There's this idea that Meryl Streep could go for a year without making a movie, and she would still be nominated for like showing up on some security video in some bathroom at some at the Ivy in L.A. She would
I think Meryl Streep has a room that just has all her Oscars. It's like, that's just called her Oscar room. It is, come on. Yeah. Come on. But to really, you know, honestly.
Well, let's save the actresses for next week.
That's a whole different topic and a whole different show. But guys, you know, once again, this is Inside the Movies and More. We know we went a little bit over here. But we had good things to talk about and a lot of things to share. And this was sort of, you know, Rip It Monday. We'll be back on the air in a regular time at 11 p.m. Saturday. So you can catch us back on there. And once again, you can check all of us out on the VISM Radio Network at VISMstudios.com under our projects. Definitely show some love to all the rest of our talk shows on there. And thank you guys for supporting us and becoming fans and listening to us, because without you guys, we would not be doing this. We'd just be twiddling our fingers. So you guys are so, we appreciate you guys so much. And Don, any final words, buddy? You wanna, you know, say out there to the people?
No, man. Let's. We've got. We've only barely scraped the surface of the Oscar omnibus here. So we'll talk more Oscars next week if it's cool with you.
Absolutely. And from a quote from famous person talk show host Bob Barker, always remember spayed and neuter your cats and dogs. So, once again, guys, this is Scott from Inside the Movies and More, and Dawn. And you guys have an amazing rest of your week. Tune in next. Tune in on tomorrow at 6 p.m. for Charlie Crimebuster. He's got some exciting things to help you keep your privacy safe, your family safe, and for you and your credit cards out of these crazy cyber criminals. So you guys have an amazing rest of your week, and thank you guys for listening to the Movies and More. Bye-bye now.